Which the Gemara brought the words of Shimon Leal that says that a din that's done less than three dayanim is not a din, and therefore two that do it, you could back out. They use that as a good question on Shmuel that holds that what Mishnayim should done with din. So the Gemara continues and then if you're going to say, oh, that's what Shimon Leal, they disagree and they hold that Mishnayim should done with Dinayin din. So the Gemara, no, can't say that because Bavo said that machlokes between them is only regarding pshar, regarding din. That's what Dibri HaKol, everyone holds, that Shnayim Shadanu in the name Din. So, says Taisal, my depesh, according to L, according to what Rashi said previously in the Gimel Medalef, and the Maskel Medaraisa, the man Dosh B'tzadik Tishba, the one that expounds the Pasuk, that B'tzadik Tishba the Masechel, is like Shuri Chad, that comes to validate, that if one judge the Din Imam is, so it comes out, less like Iruv Parshis, that he obviously doesn't hold of, that's what Rashi explains. Obviously, it does not hold of ear of parishes. Because if he did, how would one be kosher? You learn out from the transference of the Pesukim that you have to have a three. Says Tesis, based on that Rashi, Tame, it's a wonder. Because my come was the Gemara saying, which are different Maskel Tesis going on. The Vechi Tema, and if you're going to say, what do you mean? But Havadai Plegilah. Well, most definitely, there are those who disagree. Because if you have mandalesle eruv parshis, you have the one that doesn't hold of eruv parshis. So what is the Gemara saying? Vechitim pligra banalel. Most definitely, that there's this machleik is that in the words of Shimon Gamliel. Moreover, my kamanami Rebbevo. What's Rebbevo saying that shnayim shadanu that if two people judge all the different maskel all the different hakol according to everyone and din din according to everyone it's not a valid din. Ends it the hakol it's not according to everyone. Do ikka. The less lay air parishes. You have the one that does not hold air parishes. The sphere that he holds the name is din. So like in there is rather says it appears to be rational el like we had previously explained, which was in Gimel Alf de Maschel and Deraisa, that he drasha the b'tzadik tishbet that actually that drasha is a fill among the isle air parishes. Now it's even according to one that holds of air parishes and. That although Parsha Hava is mixed with the Parsha Shemim, which is written Elikim to require three judges, but B'tzadik Tishba Masecha comes to teach that you don't learn from every parasha regarding the amount of judges. Regarding that, one judge is enough. And so B'hasha comes out, the Shmo B'Rebavo, the Pligi Ali B'Daman the Isla Erev Parshas. The Machlik is a specific point to one that holds that there is that's Erev Parshas. And V'divei HaKol, the Kamer Rebavo, in other words, that Shmuel holds that even according to the one that holds Erev Parshis, Shnayim Shadanu B'Dinayim would be Din, because that's what we learn B'Sagdish B'Masecha. Bavo would disagree and say no, that there wouldn't be. But Rebavo says Divei HaKol. Hachakam, what he's saying is L'Divei HaKol, the Islu Erev Parshis, meaning what he's disagreeing with Shmuel, on that Manda Amar, everyone agrees Shnayim Shadanu and B'Dinayim Din that is not a valid judgment. Or you know, I mean, another approach you could take is could appear Le'el, like we explained previously, on the Beis Mabez and Diri Maschel Diri Akol, that the Philemon de Lesle Eir of Parshas, that even according to one that holds that no, there's no, the Parsha by Shemachin does not apply by Halvayos, except for Bevo holds, Shnaim Shadanu in the name Din. Even so, it's not a valid Din. Because we don't mean Mishpat Echad, that we compare all the Dinim. From Mishpat Echad, and just like over there, three so two over here. And so although there's no explicit source, but we learn from Mishpat Echad that you have to have a three mumkin by Hadar Zavoy is two. And that's what he's saying, L'divri HaKol, according to everyone. And Ubraisa del El, and the Braisa that previously that said the Mahi Mumkhul Rabim. That if it was a mumcha done afili yichidi, that he could judge by himself. So sabrina mishape, that the ain't the name din, that that braisa is saying by a mumcha l'rab, but he would also agree that by two regular people, that the truth is that it would not be a valid judgment. Kedepirish l'el, like we explained on the Daf Hey Aleph, in the Rimaskal V'im. Which that would be obviously excluding from Rashi interpretation of the Maslan Dun, that he explains the Brises specifically according to the one that holds that there's no ear of parashas. Context this Maslan begins with the Gemara Bitzua Begimel. So the Gemara brings Machlekes to remain the Chamim that when they want to make a compromise, if you have to have three, like the Maslan test is going on, or that's how Meir holds, or like the Chum hold that it's going to be enough with an individual judge. So Rav Meir, the Gemara explains, because we can compare the Pshar to Din, just like Din needs to be told to a Pshar. Now, Avagav, so it says Avagav, the Makshi Pshar Din, even though so that's the source of three, because we compare a compromise to a judgment, that's why it needs three. Lav l'chol dov makshinan. It's not for everything we compare them, because the Bedin, when it comes to judgment, Azin Basar Rubu, go after the majority. Mishnayim, Arim Zakai, if two say that he's right, but Echad HaMechayv, one says he's guilty, Oy Yipcho, the other way, that's how we go. But sure, when it comes to compromise, Leslin Basruba don't go on the majority, actually skim shloshim dasechad until all three agree to the same idea. But the Zod, like we learned in the last parak about the Zod, Dafayim Bezim and Aleph, Kishami Beit Lasa, when he says like how the three people will evaluate, I feel Trim Beit Lasa, then even if it's two out of three. Because the Amri, like you say, Beit Lasa, when you say three, Ad the Amri Beit Lasa. So, depends on the wording that you're saying, that if he says that how the three going to say, then I mean, if you say that the three will evaluate, that's going to be two out of three. But if you say as the three say, that's until all three say, and that's what halacha b'shara is more like. Next, there's math to begin with the gemara, the kul amad that everyone holds. No, like shem b'shara, then you compare a compromise to judgment. Says tais appears another the kul amad when we're saying everyone is remeir v'chachamim. After shem b'gam liel l'el vad l'makash obviously doesn't compare because he's clear in his opinion. That he holds that a pshara is with two and a din is with three. So obviously they're not the same. And like it says, Master begins with the Gemara, Makshin Pashar Ladin. That we compare, a compromise gets compared to judgment. Pesach Rekhoin Drash explains, where do we know this? From the Sibbets, the Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, that says, Vehidavid Oiza Mishpat Utsdaka Begaimer. So Mishpat is din, and Tzdaka is pshara, and they're near each other, they compare them. So it says, Vatim, it's a wonder because the title come on as a Bryce, but later on, says Kashem Shadim Begimel, just like judgment is with three, Kacha Pshar Begimel, so too a compromise is with three. Now, Mashmah, it sounds like the Makish Pshara that is comparing the Pshara as the Bach has the word, Ladin, to judgment. Now, the problem is the Mukhla come on, and it's obvious from the Gemara later on, the Hutana, that this Tana Islay holds to the Shus Levtsaya, that it's voluntary to do a compromise. But he holds Mitzah, it's a Mitzah. So I'm a loydarsh tanikam mishpat that's talking in the mitzvah. Obviously, tanikam at this time does not darsh in this pasuk. We're going to compromise the mikri tzedakah because if it's called charity, you can't have a mitzvah. It would be a mitzvah. So how are you saying it's a rishus? And so, moreover, mahukra namid chesiv from a pasuk in Zechariah perek ches that says emes mishpat shalom, that truth and judgment and peace. Like a midrash, you cannot expound from there bitzua the halacha of compromise that you say, oh, the itkis shalom lemishpat, we're comparing peace to judgment, which peace is compromise, because we can't, if that would be the case, have a mitzvah litzaya. Again, it would be a mitzvah, not just a rishos, to compromise the shalom, not mitzvah, because peace, if that's what the wording we're using, is also a mitzvah. So therefore, it's difficult how to understand this tana that we're saying that holds it to rishos. Next, says Master begins the Gemara, loy, the kulam of chulam. So the Gemara says, no. It's machlekes, if Pshara needs 301, that they thought it's going to be tully if a din is with two or three, and the machlek is with Ravon Shmuel. So on that, the Gemara says, no, you could say that everyone holds din is Bishleisha, machlek is with Chamim is if you compare Pshara to din. May holds you do, Chum hold that you don't. Says Taisa's tame, it's a wonder, because the Lei Kamar Lishmuel, why doesn't the Gemara say that according to Shmuel, Vadi Tanoihi, it's definitive, like this is the wording, you know, usually, that according to Shmuel, it's for sure, Tolim Achalik is Tanoim, that you can't say, according to everyone, did Mishleisha. And Rebavo, the Gemara says, according to Rebavo, Mi Leme Tanoi, should we say, it's a Machalik is Tanoim? The Chiyagam, the Orchidash Has Machal Duch, that's the normative type of terminology that it normally is. The next test master begins the Gemara, Tiski Bichei, or should be enough with two, then Balikni Mine, make a kin from him. So Rashi said, from this term may require three for Pshar, it's obviously that they agreed to make a compromise between them, that you don't have to make a kin in one from the other. Because if that would be the case, then why would we need a Bezdin? If we're not a Bezdin, so if they agree, so they accepted a kinyan, so that wouldn't be worse than any other Matanwe kinyan. So obviously, the reason why they need three is that They could force them to do what they need them to do. So says Taisvis, Avgav to Mefash B'Sham Revod, Yerushalmi explains time to Remeir. The reason Remeir is Mishum de Peshar Namitzvich Echerdas, that a compromise also needs some type of a conclusion. From his words, it sounds like the Trei Namish also Peshara, that two that make a compromise, commercial regil and shleisha losses, like three would make loss of lakum. They haven't done anything about dinuchin lachzben, and that the litigants could back out. So what Tais is basically saying is that it's really the same thing. That although the Yerushalmi explains that the reason why it may requires a pshar with three is because it needs a shikol and hechardas of the yon, not less than any din. From that you understand from the words of the mayor that also if two would do it with their shikol adas, like three, that wouldn't be a pshar, and the litigants could back out. And if a pshar needs a kinyan, then why would be able to back out? Obviously, because a pshar does not require a kinyan. Next test master begins with the words of Gemara, v'hilchas Allah is pshar tzrich a kinyan, that the compromise needs a kinyan. I v'had le'sag betray. So why don't you have the svar that the Gemara had said that you shouldn't need just two? From the Habakkuk my kinyan betoyes, because even though there is a kinyan, but it's like in error, because the lebeki bepshar shop, but they were not really so well versed, and therefore it would be undone. So therefore that's why it needs best in with a kinyan. Next test must begin with the words of Gemara tzricha kinyan. So Gemara comes out, okay, compromise needs a kinyan. So says Taisus, in the Farshah, you're going to explain the kinyan shel Bashara, that the acquisition of the compromise, Eisen Koidim HaBashara, they do that before the actual compromise. The Koin Zemazan, what's the kinyan they're making one from the other? Lasses, Kamar Shema, the Yonin, that they're going to agree to do whatever the judges tell them, Hein Lashalem, Hein Limchol, whether to pay or to pardon. So, because that's that, you could debate that, but if it's either one way or the other, in the Dr. Mekan, you should not infer from here to be Alma that in general, Mechila Tzricha Kinyan, which sounds like that, okay, you see from Mechila to make a kinyan that to pardon someone who needs an acquisition. No, because the Masha Tzarchacha Kinyan al Mechila, here that you require an acquisition on the pardoning, Mishum the Ilav have a kinyan, because if there was no kinyan, have come Mechila Betoyes, it would be like a mistaken pardoning. Shlo Yedei, because he doesn't know Shiyim Alim Kolkach. He doesn't realize they're gonna ask him, they're gonna push him to pardon so much, which is what they do when they're making compromises. Now the Avgav the Hashta the Ikka Kinyan. Now even though that now there is a Kinyan, become a Kinyan Betoyes, then there should be like a mistaken acquisition. But me, however, Alima Milsa Tzvei Bekinyan, but it's still stronger when you're making with a Kinyan, Mablay Kinyan, than without a Kinyan. Now the film in the Farish, and if you're gonna explain Shai Kinyan Hula Achab Shara, that no, the acquisition we're talking about is after the compromise. Akati in Rai Mekan, it still wouldn't be a proof from over here. Why? Because the Muslim, you could say that Kinyan, what's the acquisition? Al Isai on that one, Shiesh Loi La'achar Lefraya, that he has another one to pay up. In other words, and not necessarily on the one that has to do with Mechila. So then you're saying it's only one of the elements and therefore it's no Rai, even though here clearly they know and it's a straight up Mechila, if it would be, because Avalahai de Machel. Because, no, actually, for the one that Mechila is Eitzvachkinen, so therefore wouldn't be a Raya again, that you would need a, you could say that he would not require a kin. Now, Imi, however, Behilchas Gedolus Pirish, in the Sefer Halachas Gedolus, he explains Behilchas Din in the laws of judgments, the Tzarech Kin al Mechila, that you actually require an acquisition on Mechila, Apesha is Nakin Acha Bishar, even though you're making the acquisition after the compromise. And so even though he says that you do require kinna on the mechila, even though it's being done afterwards, still Mekamokam says Taisus in luma mekam, you cannot learn from here al shar mechila on yes, so mechila over here maybe does, but a regular mechila you cannot prove shatei tzricha kin that would require an acquisition. Why? Because mechila shal de pshara in this case where the pardoning is coming through a compromise. That Alpha Bishayed, even though he's saying, okay, it's happening afterwards, and he knows what he's pardoning, still, Demel Mechila Betoyes is still comparable to a mistaken pardoning. Because he's pardoning based on the advice of the judges, that they're inducing him to pardon. That's why we have to strengthen through a kinyan, but in general, not necessarily. It would seem to bring proof the mechila in the tzuchikin that pardoning does not require an acquisition. When the gemara ba metzia tav kofi bezem edalf. Okay, besacher hamcheu. It's like, so you have a guy that's a hired laborer. So the one who hired him, the employer, hamcheu it's lechem, and he says, okay, look, go to that store and he'll pay you. Or it's lechokhani to the money changer. So in oivalov doesn't violate. And so there's machlik is over there. Rav Sheshi says in the chayz of love, like let's say a guy doesn't pay him, he can't go back to him. And Rava, or the gear is Rabba, Amar chayz, he says, yeah, you can still go back to the employer, even though he sent you to a third party to get paid. The mashman that it sounds like the belay kinya, I read that's talking about without an acquisition, because the ibekinya was with acquisition. My time demand the machayz, what would be the reason of the one that says you could go back? The ready kinya was done. Avo belay kinya pligi. Bahachi. So what's a machlik is without acquisition? The marasa with that one opinion holds kishim cheyu when he's sending him to someone else. Lilagami patar labalabayis. It's not totally letting the employer off the hook. Shleiach's love that he cannot go back to him. Marasa with gami patar, and the other opinion holds no, it's totally off the hook now. But Amma, one thing you see is the mechila, the pardoning of letting the employer off the hook. Leitzvi chikin does not require a kin because we explained someone without a kin. Voidrai, another proof is the parach, but parakam the kedushin. The Gemara asks in kedushin after zayin menav, gemar ebet ivri, by the Jewish slave, koin natz mevishtari, he acquires himself back with a document. So the question is, lomali shtacha, what do you need a document for? Lemal about betrayal, why didn't they just tell him in front of two people, zil go? Ubele kinyin, Iri, and since Taisus must be talking about without a kinyin. Because it'd be kinyin, because it would a kinyin, my mashani, so what's the Gemara answering ebet ivri gufukane that his body's acquired? Because he did a kinyin. Akati tikshul and shtar lomali. We still ask, what do you need a shtar for? Yefker, and you could just make him hefker. L'shmul, according to Shmul, the omen that he says, hamafka abdi yatzlechez. If you declare your ebed ownless, it goes out free. And ve'ein tzarach get shicher, and you don't need a document of emancipation. Elakarch leparach. Rather, obviously, the Gemara wasn't asking elam loshna akasta b'shtar. Rather, from the wording that's written in the document, kalim. In other words, lomali shtar. Why do you need the wording that you write in the b'shtar in the document? How do you atla atzmacha that you're for yourself? Why doesn't he say it to him by heart? Which obviously that because just being Michael would work without a kin. Oydrai, another proof modet nan from a Mishnah Masev Anaisin Gemar Ksubitav Kavdal Medav. Shem Shasa Chafai Shanim, if a woman was in her widowhood 25 years away, Tavik Subasa, and she did not claim her Ksuba, Mishnah Mamachla, we presume that she pardoned it. And a Belikin. And Belikina, it's Tumah without a kin, because as we see in that story, the mother of Reb Chiya, so you see that Mechil without a kin works, as the Yimon Ksubis of Kavdal Mbez brings. Now, however, so it says, Matana Chitin, from the case of when a guy claims the guy owes him wheat, and the defendant admits that he owes him actually something else, barley, then we say the Patu is exempt of Misa'irim, even from the barley, the Maida have a Behu. That because the claimant's obviously agreeing that he does not owe him that. So it says from that ain raya, there's no proof. Why? They're obviously not because that we say midaloy tabalahu, oh, from the fact that he's not claiming that from him stam achlinu have that, oh, he must have been meichelim, and that's why he's patur. That's not the reason, and therefore that's not a raya. The reason is midaloy tabalahu, for the fact that he didn't claim sayrim, maiduhu deloy mechayiv le sayrim. It's just not that he's being meichelim, but that he doesn't owe it to him. And the rise from the fact that the Gemara asks in Baba Kamna of Lamhemad Beis, from this we learned in the Mishnah. There was two victims. The victim says, Gadol Hizik is a Gadol, the big one damaged the big one, which is better for the victim. And his claim is Mazik Eimer, and the damaging party says, Loi Kele, Kotten Hizik is a Gadol, the small one damaged the big one, but Gadol Hizik is a Kotten, and the big one damaged the small one. So Mazik, the more comes out. If you look at Amar Mazik, that even it's like if it's like how the damager's party claims, Leslay, it doesn't have. V'hasam, but there Yev Shalis Atam Klal Mishum Mechila. That cannot be because of pardoning. Shari Omi B'tzaveach, because he's standing and he's screaming. In other words, the Gemara there is medayik. And the fact that the Mishnah says, okay, Mitzvah of Raya, and sounds like that, okay. The victim would have to bring a proof according to his claim, and if not, he has to take according to how the mazik's claim is. So the Gemara says that, so why does he take according to the claim of the mazik? But he didn't admit to him. So it's similar to the case of Tanachid Moed L'Sa'irim, that she'd be potter even from the Meis Sa'irim. So the Gemara comes out, you're right. If the victim does not have any proof, it doesn't take anything. Now, but Tosfos is proving from this that the Gemara compares to the case of Tavu Galav Hoyle B'Katan of the Shire. So obvious that the reason why you put the return the Chimel Zayim is not because of Mechila, because here he's screaming that the Gadol was Mazik, and he just wants a higher amount. But obviously that it's not to do with Mechila, rather it's about what exactly is because he's not being Mechilim. Rather it's about what the are claiming what actually happened. And so it says further, Umar B'chayr, from the Lach of a firstborn Shanotel Chelik Kapashud, that he says, oh, I'll take a portion just like one of the regular brothers. Dama Vita, that the Lach is that, okay, he's given up his rights to the double portion of the firstborn, as the Gemara says, Babas Tavkov Chavav Manav, and the Dakti Namiklal. He also cannot infer anything from there either, because there it's because he never had it, but not because of like what he had that he's being Meichel. So it says, Mekat Chazar Ben Yitzchel Bir Amadchai. From here he retracted Shai Ruggle as a Katintam at base that he would be used to Lafar to explain the Dafka Noka Bechazkel Batn. Yet it's exactly what the Gemara had in Babasta Memam and Av, the Kinyan of Nesh 9. That you have to have an acquisition in front of two people. Avali like a base, but if there's no two people in a Kinyan, then it's not going to be valid Kinyan. No, because the maskin ha'achal, because we come out of here, the pshar at Sri Chakinyan, that compromise needs a kinyan, but Allah ha'achal, come rabban, and still the rabbis say, pshar bi'achad, compromise can be one person. So you see, it doesn't need two. So why does the Gemara say there it's in front of two? That's Mishum Dein Tzarch Lemek Kesev, it's for the other half of the halacha. That's because of that you don't have to tell him to write. That idea, that has to be in front of two. So it says, moreover, in Ryan Mekan Kalal, he didn't know proof at all. The Yochel Haknes b'fnei Shnayim, that you can make a kinyan from the two lekayim b'pshara, don't bring a raya from here that a kinyan is effective by a yachid, because you could say the Yochel Haknes b'fnei Shnayim, you could say that that actually you can make the kinyan from the two lekayim b'pshara sh'asa b'yachid, that the compromise was done in front of one, so it's not a raya the other way. It could be that you could say that the Pshar actually that's done with one, but the kinyan would have to be done in front of two. But Rabbein Tam Yimadaktik, Rabbein Tam would infer that Rabbein Pergazov from the Gemara Bavas Bavmetzidav Mevam and Alf. If someone was standing by the granary and by the Mois Vahulu and it doesn't have money, so the Gemara says that there's ways for his Meister Sheni to Mchal. That he can make this pairs to his friend and chal on the monies that he has in his house. So the Gemara says, "V'yamet mabeya nikni mechalipin." But if you say that money can be acquired with chalipin, nikni leimoyes agav. So the wine you just acquired through sudor. So pashmi no. The Gemara first from the okay, the ain nikni mechalipin. Obviously, that you cannot acquire with chalipin. And so it says because the doichik koyele laukmi. It's pushing to explain Begav Artiloi, the Tuma with someone has nothing, has no sudur at all. So obviously, it wouldn't be able to acquire with Chalib. Now it says there's Vahashta Amayla Mishan, but why didn't the Gemara answer Gugan like a tray? That just said there's no two Aidim, Bain Kin and Mayla, but Fnesh Naim. Because the same Kin only works in front of two people. Obviously, that you see that you don't need Edom for the kinyan of Sudr. And as it says, the Deichim, some reject and say, no, Mishum the Stam Gur Mitzvim Benim and Adam. It would have been a Deichi Teretz, because generally that there are two witnesses in the Gur, but the Gemara did not want to say that as an option.